Please, my colleague has the floor. Distinguished colleagues, I would like to answer your question. Today, experts in medical rehabilitation need a new instrument, which will, on one hand, allow them to assess the impacts of an illness or injury or disability, and on the other hand, the functioning of the patient experiencing problems in the environment. They will need to assess individual needs. This instrument is the International Classification of Functioning Disability and Health. Today, this international classification is very broadly introduced in rehabilitation and expertise at all institutions in Belarus. In Belarus, we have a non-medical basis for diagnosing disability and for treating it, and also a biopsychosocial approach, a medical social approach, if you will, which is based on the individual. The medico-social model for determining disability is the core of the International Classification of Functioning, the main provisions of which are actively being organized now in implemented in our country. This model for disability is about rights protection and assesses needs, taking into account the interests of people with disabilities, and also seeks to remove barriers, as the experts have said, which allows for rehabilitation and habilitation of persons with disabilities, which is to enhance quality of life for persons with disabilities, and observance of the necessary conditions to ensure minimal independence for each person. I would like to note that today, when providing medical rehabilitation and medico-social expertise, each person, each patient, is assessed for impaired functions on the basis of the International Classification of Functioning. This is the circulation system, the respiration system, etc. All of them have gradations, and all of this is described. After this, each patient is assessed for the categories of life activities where they might be impaired for education, transport, etc. In this way, we do not have a purely medical approach, which is based on diagnosis, but we work on this international basis, the ICF, that is. We have three groups of disability. The third is the most mild, and the first is the most severe. Irrespective of the fact that this is a percentage of loss in other countries, the essence remains as before, the need to assess impaired functions which may lead to restrictions in life activities. One more point. I would like to stress that it is only in our country where a child is recognized as having a disability, then we have four degrees of impairments, the fourth being the heaviest. And according on this degree of loss of health, the parents receive preferential benefits,